the apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at a place before them. When he disembarked, he saw the vast crowd. His heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. Once again, dear brothers and sisters, you're welcome to this Mass, to this celebration of the Holy Eucharist. We're thankful to God for this opportunity to share His word and sacrament. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. There is nothing I shall want, because the Lord is my shepherd. In my country, Nigeria, about 3 years ago, in a certain apartment, about $43 million, US dollars, not Canadian, was discovered in a room belonging to probably one person in cash. Not in a check, $43 million, US dollars, cash, in a room. In the same country, Nigeria, there are families that don't even have one dime, and they live in abject poverty, and they're not sure of the next meal. $43 million US dollars is just a chunk of the amount of money found to be owned by politicians in Nigeria. As a matter of fact, our politicians earn more than your politicians here in the US. And they are Nigerians, and there are Nigerians who are still very poor and are not sure of the next meal. Somewhere around the world, because it's in the open, I do not refrain from mentioning the name of the country. A president, as a matter of fact, the president of the Philippines said a couple of weeks ago that if anyone could prove to him there is God, he would resign from being the president. And because he has been made a president, he now sees himself as God's equal, and he looks for someone to show him where God is so that he could have a meeting, probably with a fellow president. And he wants someone to prove to him. He says a lot of dirty things that I'm not able to repeat about God. And the young people in young people there in the country hear their president calling God names and saying these things about God. And they look at him and they learn from him. This is not new in the world, in our history as human beings. And that's why we hear someone like Jeremiah, as we heard in the first reading, God had sent him to the leaders of his people. And Jeremiah was saying, "Woe to you, leaders of my people. You have not cared for people I have put onto your care. You have not only not cared for them, you have scattered them. And they are like sheep without a shepherd." In so many countries, people work hard from month to month, and their leaders refuse to pay them, and they live in poverty, they live in hunger. And today, immigration is a problem in the world because people are moving about, moving out of their country to look for greener pastures, not because they do not like their hometown, not because they do not like their homes, not because they do not want to stay back home, but because there are people up there who make policies that make life unbearable for them. And today, Jeremiah is saying, "Woe to you, leaders of my people. You have not cared for the people I have put under you. You have scattered them all around the world, and they are moving like sheep without a shepherd." It was the situation that God found in Israel and sent Jeremiah to talk to the leaders of the people. And God was saying, "Because you have done this, I will punish you for your evil. But then I will not leave my people scattered. I am going to send someone. I am going to send the new shepherd who would lead my people with peace, with justice. He's going to teach them compassion. He's going to show them love. I'm going to send a new shepherd who would care for my sheep." And we see a fulfillment of this in the gospel reading today, in the Gospel of St. Mark. The readings we heard today, very short readings. Jeremiah, 6 verses. The letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, 6 verses. And the gospel reading from the Gospel of St. Mark, 5 verses. Deep in meaning, "The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want." And when Jesus came, he showed the people love. He showed them how to care. And today we hear about the apostles coming back, having gone for the mission Jesus sent them. Remember last week, we read that Jesus sent his apostles in twos to the countries and towns, to all the places he was about to visit, and he told them to preach love, to preach repentance. And today we heard they came back from that journey and were reporting to Jesus how they had preached. And even people were coming back with them because they loved the message they heard, and they were coming with the apostles back to Jesus. And Jesus, seeing his apostles so used up in their mission, so tired, said, "No, you have to come away to a deserted place. You have to rest. You have worked so hard. You need rest. This is the new shepherd." And as they were crossing over to the other side of the sea, people heard they were crossing, and so they went to wait for them there. The Bible told us, when Jesus saw them, he saw the crowd. They were like sheep without a shepherd. He took pity on them, and he began to teach them many things. And St. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, he was writing to the Gentile community. The Gentile community saw themselves as a people alienated from the Jews. They were considered as sinners. They were considered as the uncircumcised. The Jews were the circumcised and were the people of God. And St. Paul wrote to them and said, "You are no longer alienated from the people of God. Jesus has made us one in God, and through his blood we now are one. We share the Spirit of God. We all are one in him. There is no longer a division. There is no wall. There is oneness. And because we have gained this oneness, we are followers of Christ. Christ also expects us to imitate him in spreading this peace all around the world to everyone we meet in our various families. We have to show this care. Husbands have to show this care to their wives. Wives have to show this care to their husbands. Parents have to show this care to their children. And children have to show this care to their parents. Employers to their employees. Friends to their friends. Everyone to everyone. Jesus wants us to share this peace among ourselves." And as we read today that the Lord is our shepherd, he takes care of all of us. There is nothing we shall want because we share his peace among ourselves. And as a response to our declaration that God is our shepherd, we hear the gospel acclamation we took today. God responds to us. He says, "The sheep that belong to me listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." So if we say that God is our shepherd, we also expect to hear his voice as he calls us to share his peace and love among ourselves. And he knows us. He hears us because we follow him. And we pray that as we do this, that his mercy and goodness would follow us all the days of our lives, and that we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.